The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault and Drew McNeil on MFR 2.
Welcome to the MFR Shinty Show 2012, back for the new season. All the drama and excitement from the world of Shinty, and we'll start this season's opener with a look ahead to all the divisions, from the Premiership to North Division 3. Scotland boss Drew McNeil is back for another season. Good break for you, Drew. Good to see you back.
Fully refreshed, ready to go. Looking forward to the season.
Ready for action once more?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
It's been almost a summer break there, and of course, football terms, it can be described as a summer break, but for Shinty, very different, because you have the festivities of Christmas and all that, but all very good for you.
It's definitely the wrong time to have a break for the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want far too much weight.
But the pre-season takes care of that, though.
Yeah, a couple of them maybe looked like they'd bully me a couple of times at training, but no, we're getting there.
and the excitement building for a new season, because, you know, it's come round very fast. It doesn't seem that long since we had our last game.
Yeah, I can imagine the boys are training hard, and, you know, they'd be desperate to get a game now. They'd probably been training for 3-4 weeks. Most teams would be desperate to get a competitive match.
We're also joined on the show this afternoon by Lawrence Bellini, manager of the new kids on the block this season, Strathspey Camanachd, making their debut as a club in North Division 3. And Lawrence, I take it was a very busy pre-season for you.
We were meant to have three pre-season friendlies, but it got knocked down to two because of bad weather. But we've been trying to keep up playing through the winter as well and things. And so the guys are looking forward to getting stuck in after the pre-season friendlies and all the work we've done over the winter, so hopefully we get off to a good start.
And because you're making your club debut as well, you're a brand new club, has that put any stress on yourself and on all the organisers there trying to get Strathspey Camanachd off the ground?
A wee bit, mostly just because we've got to sort out getting a new pitch and things like that. A few months ago our pitch was just a field with cows and sheep on it and all sorts. But we had to kind of sort all that out, and it's now at a stage that we can call it a shinty pitch. So it's been a lot of hard work by everyone at the committee, but we've got there in the end.
And just to clarify, no sheep or cow were harmed in the process of finding you a new park?
No.
They've been moved to a suitable home, is that right?
Big field, so they've got lots of choice.
Excellent stuff. We'll talk more about Strathspey Camanachd and North Division 3 later in the show, but the Premier Ship, as it's called this season now. Drew, first of all, big announcement last week with the Orion Group, now sponsors of the Premiership. Good to get new investment into the sport.
Yeah, it's always good to get investment and a new trophy to play for. Looks very nice, the trophy. Mm-hmm. I took a picture of it, but investment's important for Shinty. I think it's undersold quite a lot. We need to get more money in for the boys.
Yeah, and a brand new company getting involved in this kind of sport as well. It, you know, hopefully will increase their profile, but I'm sure Shinty will benefit from Orion Group's backing too.
I hope so. I always think Shinty's got a good characteristics about it, and any company should be willing to come on board and think and be associated with Shinty.
As you say, it's a lovely brand new trophy. Whoever designed that, you know, take my hat off to them. It's something new and original, that's for sure. Newton Moore will be looking to win it for a third year in a row. I'm going to put you on the spot right away here. Why not? Start of the season. Can they do it again?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely.
Just it's easy. I mean, they were really good last season, having to catch up behind Kyle's Athletic. They finally overtook them on the last day of that season and you know, won that clincher. A lot of character in Norman MacArthur's side. And yeah, I mean, they're surely the favourites to go in and claim that third title.
It was an amazing saga all season, and I think their mental strength came through. I mean, although I think they won the league, it doesn't mean that every one team in that league can have their day and beat any person in the league, but I still think Newton Moore at the end of the day will be the strongest team.
Norman MacArthur as well, I mean, he kind of hinted at the end of the season, didn't he, that it might be his last, but he's got the tracksuit back on and he's ready for another season.
He was saying it was his last year, but the temptation of probably thinking I just missed out on the Macaulay and wants to get everything, and why not be greedy? So he should be. He's mm-hmm. got a good squad of guys. No real changes, but losing Scott Campbell as the captain from last year. But they've got a lot of young boys coming through, and they've got a successful second team as well.
Lawrence, from the Strathspey angle, you're not too far away from Newton Moore as well. You obviously look over your shoulder and see the likes of Newton Moore and King Youssi on your patch doing very well. Is that something that Strathspey aspire to?
Yeah, in the long run, definitely we hope to kind of be achievers, but you mean at the moment we're looking to just kind of emulate Lewis, what Lewis did last year. Yeah. That was the original goal we set ourselves, and just make all fixtures and you know, show the shinty world that we're a club to stay, as opposed to just a kind of fleeting moment in history. So that's our kind of main aim. But to get anything out of the season, mid-table or even further up, would be fantastic. Yeah.
Well, who knows, in a few years' time we could be talking about, you know, Strathspey in the Premiership, hopefully, fingers crossed. Kyle's Athletic, I mean, they were the team of the season really last year in the Premiership, and just so close. I mean, they were a minute away from winning it. Very hard to take, obviously, but they'll come again. Are they the closest challengers to Needham or this season?
I don't know if they will come again. It's difficult. I think it was a kind of a really painful blow for them. Mm-hmm. I'd like to think they would. James Peelock down there is a super guy, super motivator, but they've picked up some injuries, and the commitment might just, they might have just think they've missed the boat there. I don't know. They've got a small squad there and they can't afford to lose any, and it looks like they might have lost some players this year.
Yeah, they performed so well throughout the season, you know, on all competitions.
They were the team to watch, the way they played and the goals that were scored, particularly early season. They just lost their way a little bit.
Yeah, well, hopefully that's not their chance of winning it out the window. Hopefully they will progress this season and provide that challenge for Newton Moore. And you know, we look at the challengers, you know, if we're going to say that Newton Moore are the favourites for that division, Fort William and King Usey, you know, they're the sides that you'd hope to push on from last year. Not the greatest of league campaigns for them last season.
I think if Canusi have Louis Monroe back fit, Louis makes a big difference to them. Ronald probably won't start the season, but that means he'll come back in later on. No, Canusi will be very close. For William, I think it's got a great group of six or seven young lads. I say young lads, they're experienced players, and on top of that, they've got three or four internationalists on top of that, so for William won't be far away either. Mm-hmm. People will be surprised for William once they see them playing. I think the young guys have really gelled together this year. A couple of good results, they'll be flying.
Yeah, because I mean, as I said to you off air, you know, a couple of experienced players dropping out for Fort William, but as you rightly said, there's a core there of kind of younger guys who will reach their peak at the same time.
Yeah, I saw them last week firsthand, and I was really impressed with the young lads. Big physical fit boys, as I say, with the added quality of the international players in amongst it.
Mm-hmm. King Usey, under new management, of course, Russell Jones has stepped in there. Stevie Borthwick has now stepped down to number two. What kind of impact will Russell have at King Usey?
Well, Russell's joined by, I think, Davey Anderson, Jimmy Gow. I don't know who else is on the committee. I seen Russell there. He was on the phone, so I had to give him a bit of grief. Was it another call off or not? I'm not too sure, but it'd be difficult because it looks like they're going for a sort of three or four person, extremely experienced group of players, ex-players and managers, you know. So whether they can get it sorted out, but I do think Canusi will be really good this year. I think they'll be a lot stronger than they were last year.
And obviously that Camanachd Cup final still wrangles with them. They'll be out to make amends this season.
2 years in a row, they've kind of feel they could have won it, but no, they were young enough to come back, and I think they will come back.
Elsewhere in the Premiership, obviously Glenurquhart, Camallion, Inverary and Lovett, all sides who are still in the division. Glenurquhart had a very good season last year too. For the other three sides as well, just really to stay in that division, is that a kind of a priority for them?
I think Glenurquhart 20 points last season, they'll be delighted if they get 20, 21 points again. That would be a good season for them. Kilmally looked like they were going to get 20 points, but just with the way the season dragged on, they lost the last three, four games, I think, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Lovett will look to do better. Paul Mellis has come in there. Paul come with a lot of energy for them. I think he'll get them going. A new manager, Alan McRae, as well. Yeah, Lovett, good young guys. Did well to stay in the league. Seen the last game of the season against Kilmally. They done well. Yeah, they'll push on. It's going to be like it was last year. Everybody will be scrabbling to stay at that bottom too.
The two new sides come into the Premiership and make it a really kind of a real strong league this year. Nothing against, you know, Glenorchy and Oban, but we reckon it's going to be a really tight league this year. Bute winning South Division 1 and Kinloch Shiel, who impressed many last year in North Division 1. It's shaping up to be a real good league.
Yeah, I think previously, no disrespect to Glenorchy or Glasgow and Argyll, but most teams would have perceived them as four-pointers, but
yep.
Bute aren't four-pointers for anybody, and neither are Kinloch Shiel, you know, so this season was really difficult. Bute will need to get up the pace very, very quick. They've got a difficult tie for William first game.
Well, let's look at those fixtures first up. King Usay versus Kenlock Shiel has been transferred for William versus Bute, Glenarker versus Kamali. Champions Newton Moor start at home to Lovett, and Carras Athletic travel to Inverary. It's not a bad couple of fixtures to start the season off.
Yeah, the biggest one's Inverary and Kyles, I suppose. That's a big one in the south. Difficult games. I mean, any club will just want a home tie first game of the season.
Let's get off and rolling. Well, we already said that Newton Moor are your kind of tip for the Premier Division title. I think an even tougher question is, who can drop down?
Who will go down?
That's a real tough one, isn't it?
That's a terrible thing to ask first week of the... it's consistently out throughout the Premier Division, it's always been the team that's come up from the south that's going down.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately I'm going to put Bute in the hat with one other. So... And quite often what has happened is the team that has just missed relegation one season has gone down the following season. So I can't remember who just missed out. Was it Inverary or Lovett?
Yeah,
I think it was Inverary, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So that's me putting Inverary and Bute down just like that. That makes me really popular.
Well, the thing is, we're really trying to inspire the guys. They'll hear this before the start of the season. Let's go and prove Drew McNeil wrong. So listen, we're doing a job for them. Lawrence, looking from the outside, from Strathspey, looking at that Premier Division, it really is shaping up to be a fantastic league this year.
Yeah, it always is really close in the Premier, between like the top flight and, well, even throughout, anyone, like Drew said earlier, can beat anyone. And the past 2 years, it's all come down to the wire for the league. So, it's a really tough one.
Are you expecting a Newton Moor triple?
I've no idea, to be honest. Newton Moor are a really strong side throughout, even down to their second. So they've got a huge pool of players they can dip into for injuries and all sorts. And, the experience they've had with the league and the cups, it's just incredible. So, They could win all three. I've no idea. It's a really tough one to predict.
Yeah, indeed.
I'm going to stay out of it before I get in trouble.
I think the most interesting thing last year was a team went down with 12 points, and that's never been happened before.
Yeah,
that was quite unusual.
Well, I think you're right to stay
even more than that again this year.
You're right to stay out of trouble, Lawrence, because I think Drew's card's already marked. But there you go, yay. North Division 1, let's look at that. Well, of course, Kinloch Shiel have come up. The league's been reduced to 8 sides, no new sides. And Lochaber finished second last year. Are they the side that perhaps start the season as favourites in North Division 1?
Yeah, they will be. But I think this is Bewley's year. I think it's time Bewley really... got themselves, they're organised, it's just getting that next level. Bewley need to get there. Had a good result, they beat Kinloch Shiel pre-season, so that says a bit about them. So I think Bewley were the most likely team to win that, but being a Lochaber man, I shouldn't say that, but Lochaber will be perceived as favourites.
Bewley have been there or thereabouts for the past couple of seasons now. It's just really going and pushing on to that next step.
Yeah, we've always said that because they've got so many youths, you have that inconsistency. Well, those youths are a bit older now, so the inconsistency should be out of their game now.
What about Cabar Fae as well? They also could be in the mix there as well.
Cabar Fae are one of these teams. I think they lost 3 points to Skye last season, which just seems ridiculous. The team as good as that, because Skye really struggled last season. And of course, Cabar's play Skye this year. But as you say, Cabar's are strong, good run in the Ballymore. Difficult team to go and play against them, but I don't see them sustaining a league challenge. Funnily enough, they're kind of more of a cup team.
They could be, all out to retain that Ballymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
It could be a realistic aim for them, and one that they could well achieve.
Yeah, any Premier Division team that would have to go to Castlelaude to play them in a McTavish or a Scottish would struggle.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at the fixtures in for North Division 1 for the season opener. Lochcarron welcome Lochaber, Skye are away to Caberfae, and there's a local derby with Inverness versus Bewley. Bewley away from home, and Inverness are a side who struggled last season. They'll be really looking to kick on, and they've added in the summer as well.
Yeah, they've been fortunate to pull in two very, very good players, but I wouldn't think that'll be enough to keep Bewley at bay. Bewley gave them some hammers last year, I think 7-1 and things like that, so I'd expect Bewley to go off a good start. I remember Bewley started the season well last year, beating Lochaber at Spainbridge. I expect the same from Bewley again.
Well, I'm going to put you back on the spot again, Drew. I'm going to be kind this time. I'm just going to say winners of the division.
Winners of the division, Bewley.
Bewley. Good show. South Division 1 now, of course, a couple of changes there. Butte up, no Lochside Rovers because Oban Kavanagh come down, and Glenorchy as well. And, you know, South Division 1, I think we spoke numerous times last season about the, you know, the difference in quality between North and South, and South Division 1, North Division 1, that kind of thing. South Division 1, again, is looking like a pretty decent league this year.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see how Tynholt do, because we felt they did really well last season, and they played Oban first game of the season, so that'll be interesting, that one, Tynholt and Oban. That would set Oban up for the season, I think, if they turn get a good result there. Oban are a good team. The Premier Division will miss them, you know.
Glasgow Murder Gael were pipped at the post by Butte last year. Butte were just, you know, first class, and there was a kind of an interesting double header between the two at the very end of the season, but Butte obviously won both games. But Glasgow Murder Gael, had they caused an upset there, perhaps it could have been a different story this season. They're away to Strachur, the side promoted from South Division 2, and it's for Oban and Glasgow Murder Gael, you know, brought back down to earth with two very hungry sides.
Yeah, GMA got a good draw, good away draw. If you can have away one to Strachur would be deemed to one of the weaker teams in the division. I'd say you expect Glasgow and Oban to compete for that top spot.
Elsewhere in South Division 1, Aberdour take on Kilmorey. Oban Celtic are at home to Glenorchy, of course, who were relegated from the Premier Division last year. Strachur take on Glasgow Murder Gael, and Tynholt are up against Oban Kavanagh. In South Division 2, Aberdeen Uni, we spoke to them a few times last season. Terry Stebbings at Aberdeen, they're up in South Division 2. Newton Moore, who won the division, still remain in North Division 2. They're away to Lovett on the first game of the season. Aberdeen Uni are up against Glengarry, and it's going to be interesting to see how Aberdeen Uni fare moving up a division.
Yeah, I think they got knocked out the cups by North Division 2 teams last year. I suppose they'll just need a decent result. Glengarry's tough place to go to one club team, so they're going to have a lot of experienced players in there. Be interesting to see Aberdeen have trained on through the winter. I believe they're very keen, so that'd be a good result if they could pull one at Glengarry.
I completely forgot to ask, it's South Division 1, who's your tips for the title there?
That'll be Oban Kavanagh will come up there. I mean, Glenorchy will have a say in the league. It's probably the strongest South Division 1, as you said, with three good teams in there, but now Oban will come back up.
And back to South Division 2, Skye welcome Glenorchy. As I said, Aberdeen Uni travel to Glengarry. Fort William take on Lochaber, and it's King Usey versus Kenlock Shiel. Again, Eton Moore really kind of blew that division wide open, and like Lauren said earlier in the show, they have such a good kind of squad structure. Newton Moore, you'd reckon that they'd probably ease that division again once more.
Yeah, actually seen a wee bit of Newton Moore's second team. I don't know who they were playing, but I have no idea what they're feeding down on Newton Moore, but what a big team they were. You know, they're going to win that division, I'm sure. They're just incredible physical big lads. I don't mean that in a bad way at all.
In South Division 2, couple of changes once more as well there. Lochside Rovers obviously coming down. Ardna Merkin, who were in North Division 3 last season, are in South Division 2. Glasgow Murder Gael take on Inverary. Lochside Rovers against Caius Athletic. Tayforth are up against Aberdour. Ballyhoolish welcome Ardna Merkin. Colglen versus Butte. But let's move on to North Division 3. Lawrence, that's where you come in now. Strathspey's big day on Saturday, up against Strathglass. And I bet you're really excited for 2:30.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a big day in the club's history, since because we're such a new club. We only started at the very start, January 2011. But also for Shinty in Strathspey itself. This is the first kind of senior league competitive match being played in Strathspey since over 60 years, pre-World War II. So it's a big moment, and big moment for Shinty nationally. So we're all really excited about it at the club. Everyone's kind of buzzing, and I'm sure it's going to be a great day. We've got proceedings starting at 2, getting piped on the pitch and stuff, and a presentation to the guy that gave us the land to play on as well, Robert McDonald. So if it'd be brilliant, more people the merrier, come down and give it a watch and support Strathspey. Be brilliant.
Yeah, a chance to squash the rumours here, because Castle Grant, it's obviously in the shadow of Castle Grant now. Craig White, the Rangers, he's nothing to do with Strathspey Kavanagh, because I don't want you going bust.
No.
Did you buy the pitch for a pound?
An inherited debt. No, I need to watch my words here. No, that people are just drawing up lines. We are in the shadow of Castle Grant, and it's literally the field across the road from it. But we've got no links to Craig White. Any donations he was willing to give, though, we'd happily receive. But no, nothing's come forth so far. The groundsman's been over a couple of times, and he's been really helpful. Yeah. And he's quite supportive of the club. But that's kind of the closest input. There's no kind of land donation or anything like that coming from Craig Whiteway so far, but you never know, maybe in the future.
Who knows? Now, you yourself are manager this season as well. How easy, how difficult is it to get a kind of group of players together?
Well, last year when we were in the North Development League, it was actually pretty difficult. It's kind of a league that relies on the competitive nature of the other clubs in it, and if they don't turn out and go for it, you're kind of done for the weekend or whenever the game's being played. So we found that our boys were kind of losing interest because the regular competitive games weren't really there. But this year, since we've kind of got the approval for North 3 and everything, everyone's been really going for it, and we've got a good pool of players, and we're looking pretty strong, and you mean we've been working at it all winter and things, and we had good results pre-season against strong King UC second side. I was boasting a couple of ex-first team players with Camna Cup medals and things, and also a good Lovett side. Unfortunately, we had a bit of an injury and our heads got down a wee bit, but it's all a learning curve, these things. We're still a new club, so the guys learn from it. You know, don't get your heads down. We're all there to enjoy ourselves at the end of the day, so most important thing is keep your heads up and stuff. So
yeah.
Now they're all really buzzing for the new season, and it's kind of our day. That's what we've all been saying. This Saturday's our day.
Why not? You're at home to Strathglass, and you know, I was just going to ask you, what's the main aim for the season? Have you set any targets, any goals? But I suppose, you know, you just said there, listen, just go out and enjoy the shinty. Let's just enjoy ourselves and see where it takes us.
Oh, definitely, aye. Just go out there. Our main aim is just to kind of go out there and just show the shinty world that we're not a fleeting thing, and we're a sustainable shinty project that hopefully lasts. And yeah, hopefully pull off some shock results. And if we can pip into mid-table or whatever, even higher, we'd be fantastic. But I think the main thing is to just take one game at a time and just see how it goes. You never know with North 3 teams as well. The squads themselves can change quite a lot depending on the first teams and whether they've got a game, so it's quite a hard one to predict.
And like you said, I mean, Lewis is the example for you. You want to try and replicate what they've done and been very successful. There's a second season now.
Oh, aye, fantastic what Lewis has done. Considering the geography that's against them, no, they've done brilliant, and every club that's kind of that I've spoken to kind of treat them as a holiday away, and that kind of trip away in the year. So, no, what they did is brilliant, showing that they can make every game and proving all their doubters wrong. It's fantastic, and hopefully we can do the same.
Drew, very good to see Strathspey back involved as well. Any advice to pass on to the guys down there?
Just enjoy it. That's basically it, isn't it? Enjoy it, and don't worry about the results. Mr. Glass is probably quite a good game, actually. Home game's good as well, but against our class, it's, you know, one of the, it's not the weaker teams, but it's better than some of the other teams you'll be facing. Yeah, get up and go for it.
But great to test yourselves against one of the sides who, you know, as Drew said, aren't the best, but aren't the weakest as well.
No, that's right. They would be expect to be a middle table team, so that's your area you're looking to get in, isn't it? A competitive area.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully. Well, thanks a lot for that, Drew. Hopefully you can nick some points off them.
Elsewhere in North Division 3, Bewley's second take on Lochcarron. Bleskin are up against Inverness. Kamali, welcome. Caber Fay and Lewis are away to Loughbroom. Is it fair to ask you who's going to win North Division 3, considering the manager of one of the sides is in the room, Drew?
Oh, it's fair to ask. Never stops. Even if it's unfair, you always ask. No, Kamali will win that division.
Kamali?
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
Yeah.
Strathspey maybe, perhaps second?
No, you're asking too much of the season. There's a lot of good clubs in there. Bewley have got a club in there, Caber Fay, so difficult. Yeah, top. Anywhere in the half would be good, ahead of Loughbroom and Lewis and these people, but it'd be difficult. It's a difficult first season.
Yeah. We saw, I mean, Aberdeen Uni go up there as well, you know, and a kind of unfancied side up against the more traditional, you know, second sides in North Division 3 as well. So perhaps as a kind of a real kind of example along with Lewis for Strathspey to aim for.
Yeah, definitely. You know, getting anything out of the league would be fantastic. Breaching into that kind of mid-table or even... You mean, I was speaking quite a lot to Colin Morua of... Arden American, and he says there's quite a big gap between the kind of the top half of the table and top bottom. So if he can pip up in the kind of top bottom or even brink into that top half, would be fantastic. But just got to kind of treat every game as it comes. You never know what team you're facing. You could have a few first team players in there or what. But just kind of just go out, enjoy yourselves each game, and try and take the points.
You mentioned the trip to Lewis. When's the holiday booked?
I think it's sometime in May. I can't remember the exact date.
Not too bad, about sunshine and Lewis.
Yeah, maybe, aye. Yeah, no, it should be. The guys are really looking forward to it. And, you know, it is, well, they finished bottom last year, so it's probably one of the teams we're looking to kind of get points off. And they'll be thinking the same about us, so it'll be an interesting game. I know Johan Stewart of Lewis as well, so he'll be giving me pelters coming up to it, no doubt. But, you mean, fantastic trip for the guys. They'll be well up for it and looking forward to crossing the Minch.
And I suppose all that hard work that you've put into to getting the club off the ground as well, I mean, come full time on Saturday, you'll be a very relieved man.
Yeah, to just see it all come together will just be fantastic. I think I'll hit in when I'm actually at the pitch and there's a bit of a crowd there and we're getting piped on. I think it'll just all kind of come together and just be like, whoa, this is really what we've achieved. And it's a hat off to everyone at Strathspey committee. And you mean, there's guys down there today still doing work on the pitch and stuff. Yep. So it's been an ongoing project. And everyone at the club's pretty chuffed at where we've got to so far in such a short period of time. But we don't want to compliment ourselves too much because there's a season coming ahead. We don't want to, you know, if you compliment yourself too much, you kind of go in a bit cocky and you end up, I don't know, getting a hammering. So just got to take each step at a time. There's still a long way to go, but great what we've done so far as well.
Well, the very best of luck to you on Saturday and indeed throughout the season, no doubt. We'll keep in touch and monitor the progress in North Division 3 as well. Drew, where are you at this weekend?
Turnwood Rocket. Kamali are coming up to visit. Should be a good game.
Yeah, should be a very good game, yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to it. The boys are all looking forward to it, obviously.
And a real kind of... good thing for Glenurquhart to get off to the best possible start.
I mean, every club just wants to win that first game, but it doesn't always mean much. I mean, I think Oban won their first game beating Kilmally last season 4-1 or something. Yep. And, you know, Oban got relegated. So the first week doesn't always say where you're going to end up at the end of the season, but it certainly gives you a good kick start.
And looking out the window in Inverness on a Thursday afternoon as we record this, it's not too bad weather-wise. I've seen many seasons get disrupted straight away with snow, but none of the white stuff as yet, so fingers crossed for a very good weekend and really just great to get the shinty season kick-started.
Yep, we're all looking forward to it. I'm sure the refs are as well. Yeah, be good.
A special mention for the refs on week one. Excellent stuff. Thanks so much to Drew and Lawrence for this afternoon. Tune in next week for the second edition of the MFR Shinty Show. Enjoy your weekend wherever the Shinty takes you.